経済学の領域と方法。Alfred Marshall, The Scope and Method of Economics. There are some who hold, with Comte, that the scope of any profitable study of man's action in society must be coextensive with the whole of social science. They argue that all the aspects of social life are so closely connected.That a special study of any of them must be futile, and they urge on economists to abandon their distinctive role and to devote themselves to the general advancement of a unified and all-embracing social science. But the whole range of man's actions in society is too wide and too various to be analyzed and explained by a single intellectual effort. Comte himself andHerbert Spencer have brought to the task unsurpassed knowledge and great genius. They have made epochs in thought by their broad surveys and their suggestive hints, but they can hardly be said even to have made a commencement with the construction of a unified social science. The physical sciences may slow progress so long as the brilliant but impatient Greek genius insisted on searching after a single basis for the explanation of all physical phenomena. And their rapid progress in the modern age is due to a breaking up of broad problems into their component parts. Doubtless, there is a unity underlying all the forces of nature. But whatever progress has been made towards discovering it,has depended on knowledge obtained by persistent specialized study, no less than on occasional broad surveys of the field of nature as a whole. And similar patient detailed work is required to supply the materials which may enable future ages to understand better than we can the forces that govern the development of the social organism.But on the other hand, it must be fully conceded to Comte that even in the physical sciences, it is the duty of those who are giving their chief work to a limited field to keep up close and constant correspondence with those who are engaged in neighboring fields. Specialists who never look beyond their own domain are apt to see things out of true proportion. Much of the knowledge they get together is of comparatively little use.They work away at the details of old problems which have lost most of their significance and have been supplanted by new questions rising out of new points of view, and they fail to gain that large illumination which the progress of every science throws by comparison and analogy on those around it. Comte did good service, therefore, by insisting that the solidarity of social phenomena must render the work of exclusive specialists even more futile in social than in physical science. Mill conceding this continues, A person is not likely to be a good economist who has nothing else. Social phenomena acting and reacting on one another, they cannot rightly be understood apart.But this by no means proves that the material and industrial phenomena of society are not themselves susceptible of useful generalizations, but only that these generalizations must necessarily be relative to a given form of civilization and a given stage of social advancement.